Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right. Welcome back to the Bench Junkies here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves. Joining me in the dugout, my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, how's it going?
And on mic 4, I believe, joining us in the studio, Jared McKediak.
Hi.
And hopefully calling in on the old bullpen.
Hopefully,
phone.
Really?
Chris,
really?
I mean,
do we want to talk?
I did confirm with him earlier today that he's going to be calling, but yet to call Chris Zook. It's December. The lights are strung and the festivities have begun. And so for a special episode, we are going to read our Christmas lists for our respective teams. And so we have invited Chris to take on the Royals because he doesn't have a team.
R.I.P.
Technically. I really did consider making him do the Nats. Is this Chris Zook on the phone?
It sure is.
Okay, so we're just explaining that we wanted to make you do the Nats, but that would be cruel, especially when they hoisted the World Series trophy on behalf of your Montreal Expos. But you're going to take on the Royals as your team for your wish list. I know Brian is like fully decked head to toe in Blue Jays gear as usual, and is I'm sure chomping at the bit to tell us what exactly his Sad Sack Jays need to compete in the AL East.
Well, he's probably got the most work to do. So
this is true, and that's even saying Kazook has the Royals.
So yeah. I want to fix the Jays in this next short little time, but obviously competition.
Like competing, a move to Montreal.
Competing for the AL East, I think, is out of the question, especially if the Yankees get Gerrit Cole, which it looks like they're going to do.
God. You know, as I think that should be like the top of all of our wish lists, is that the Yankees
don't get Gerrit Cole. Yeah. So I want to make the Jays to be just a fun, respectable team that is enjoyable to watch. Now, in order to do that, I need 2 starting pitchers, a first baseman, and a corner outfielder. And I have a series of moves that'll get the Jays, according to Steamer projections.
Oh, so this isn't just wish list. I've mapped this out. You've laid Santa a cookie trail of just how
Correct.
To deliver this.
Correct. So I have a plan that'll get the Jays to a payroll of $112 million and 84 wins.
I thought you were going to say 84 cents for a second there.
No.
I thought you did.
No, and 84 wins. So the first move I'm going to make is I'm going to go to the Padres and I'm going
to
tell
You're going to get them to a 500 team. I just wanted to make sure.
Just above 500.
They played 500 baseball post-All-Star break last year, so it's not completely out of the question, Zook.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, yeah.
I want to get them to a 500 team, which is fun, respectable baseball, not competing for a wild card spot. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm calling the Padres, and I say to them, I will take Will Myers off of your hands. I will take Will Myers in his contract. You guys want to pursue some bigger things. I will take Will Myers in his contract off of your hands.
Speaking of his contract, what is he owed right now?
Lots.
Because
it was a pretty large contract.
A lot for 4 more years.
Yeah.
I will take the contract of Will Myers off your hands.
And this still... Absorbing the Will Myers contract still keeps you at the targeted payroll?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I will take Will Myers off your hands, and in return I will give you Alejandro Kirk and Otto Lopez. But in return for that, I also require Joey Lucchese. Or Matt Strom, one of the two.
Sure.
So that gives me my first baseman right there. And it also gives me another starting pitcher. And according to Steamer projections, either one of those two pitchers with Will Myers adds an extra 2.5-ish wins onto the Jays. Then I am posting and signing Yoshimoto Tsutsugo, a super utility slugger for the Yokohama Bay Stars. He has a career slash line of 284, 382, 525 across 4,040 plate appearances. He plays solid defense at every single corner position, first, third, and both corner outfield spots. And he gets on base, which is really awesome and really important. I think that allows for a pretty healthy outfield slash DH rotation with Gurriel, Vlad, and Will Myers. And that he probably, according to Steamer projections, he'll add 1.6 wins. I am signing Hanjun Ryu to 3 years, $54 million. He's projected for 3 wins. And I am signing Corey Dickerson to 2 years, $15 million. He's a plus defense in the corners outfielder, and he's a plus bat. And that'll add roughly another 1.5-ish wins above replacement. Then I am going to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I am offering them whichever one of the two catchers they want more, either Reese McGuire or Danny Jansen, in return for Starling Marte. Plus whatever other prospects they want that aren't Groshans or Pearson.
The idea with Pittsburgh, the push to get rid of Marte is it's money, right? That the Pirates ownership wants to, like, desperately wants to slash that payroll.
Right.
What are those two catchers worth? Because are they going to, like, what kind of a hit?
I'll tell you what they're worth, not much.
Steamer puts them both at about 1.8 wins above replacement, which means they are a league average catcher.
But I'm meaning, like, salary-wise, like, what's Danny Jansen making?
Nothing. They're both an ARB.
Okay. So then it is conceivable. Because I was going to say, like, if you're paying a, like,
neither one of those guys,
amount for a catcher, I don't think they want to.
Neither one of those guys is making any real money.
No, Pittsburgh has said that they want a young potential, like, superstar cornerstone catcher for years to come. Somebody who's controllable, and so that's why they're talking to the Dodgers.
They can take whichever one of those two catchers they want, Jansen or McGuire, and again, whichever prospects they want, not named Groshans or Pearson. Take them. Don't care. So that gives the Jays a starting lineup of whichever catcher you keep. Will Myers at first, Biggio at second, Bichette at short, Vlad at third, Loris Gurriel Jr. in left, Marte in center, and then Gritch in right. You've got Tsutsugo as your designated hitter. And then on the bench, you've got Rowdy Tellez, Brandon Drury, Derek Fisher, and Corey Dickerson. And it gives me a rotation of Hanjun Ryu, whichever Padres pitcher you get back, Shoemaker, Anderson, Thornton, and Barucci, and, you know, just cobble together a bullpen with whatever, and that gets the Jays to 84 wins. Fun, respectable baseball team.
Whatever bullpen will get you to 84 wins?
I mean, as long as they keep Ken Giles and Wilmer Font, those are the only two ones that really matter all that much.
First of all, I want Ryu too, so someone's not getting what they want for Christmas. But as far as a mediocre or whatever cobbled together bullpen, I do worry in the AL East, in the band boxes that are Fenway and Yankee Stadium, that you want more than a whatever reliever.
Well, I mean, like, if I do want to go out and get better than whatever relievers, that vaults not only the payroll higher, but, you know, it would end up pushing the Jays further up in terms of wins.
No, that's true.
Realistically, most relievers don't add more than maybe a win or two, right? And so for me, the difference in between, at this particular moment in time, the difference in between an 84 win team and an 86 win team, it doesn't really matter. You're still not making the playoffs. And so I'll spend for relievers when the time comes for them really to compete, when all those young guys are even better next year or the year following.
Sure enough. Any other thoughts on Brian's Christmas wish list there, gentlemen?
Good luck on that.
Well, that's why it's a wish
list. That's why it's a wish list.
That's right.
I think a lot of it, other than maybe Ryu,
wish.
I think a lot of it, other than maybe Ryu, is doable. It's just whether or not the front office is aggressive enough to do it.
Yes, which they haven't necessarily shown a
no
an aggressiveness. I'm going to read out a wish list from our pal Connor Milligan, host of Dagwood Radio on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. He is a Oakland Athletics fan, and I messaged him to see if he wanted to call in because I know he listens to this show. He's unfortunately unable to call in, but he did send me his wish list for the A's. He wants to round out their relievers. He wants to face the Yankees in the wild card and send them home. He wants a league-wide salary cap so that he can cut down on stress during free agency. And he'd love for people to stop telling him he's a fan of the A's because of Moneyball. He says,
never going to happen.
Who would choose to be a fan of this heartbreak team? It's all because of Barry Zito being my favorite pitcher back in the day and grew from there. So shout out to Connor. Thanks to him for providing his wish list. Let's turn our attention to the team that shall not be named, of which our representative, Jared Mikidiak, will discuss his wish list.
All right.
You can say Cleveland. Can't you
I
say
know.
Cleveland?
I'm trying to make it like Voldemort.
Oh.
Okay. So I foresee us having three major areas of need. We need a proper second baseman now that Jason Kipnis has moved on. We need to sort out our outfield situation because last year was a revolving door of seemingly the same, you know, three or four white guys hitting around 220 and platooning with one another.
Yep.
And then we need to beef up our bullpen. Because a lot of the guys that we had last year that played or that pitched meaningful innings have either been DFA'd or have were on 1 year contracts, and so they've moved on. So I would start first by hitting up Chris Zook, who is apparently representing the Royals because he's a bit of a baseball atheist and seems to move wherever the action is.
I don't have a team anymore. I don't know if you know this. Montreal Expos not playing for the last decade plus.
Yes, I've heard about that. So I would try and complete the very rare interdivisional trade and get Whit Merrifield to come and play second base for Cleveland. Now, Kansas City needs pitching.
Everything.
And they need to restock the cupboards. So I would offer preferably Zach Plesac. I don't want to give up Adam Savali. He would be the young guy that I would not want to give up. And then a couple of other prospects, maybe Yu Chang, maybe Bobby Bradley, and see if we can't pry Whit Merrifield away. Alternately, if you can't get Whit, there's a few different second base options that are out there. Jonathan Scope, recently DFA'd Cesar Hernandez, Jose Peraza, Scooter Jeanette.
I like all of those options, actually.
And Travis Shaw.
I don't like that one as much.
But you know what? I think we could bring a couple of those guys in on minor league deals or on short-term deals. Put them out there, see what sticks, as seems to be the Cleveland way the last few years. And then turn my attention to the outfield. I also would be hitting up Pittsburgh, seeing if I can't get Starling Marte to come and play left field in Cleveland. I'd also be hitting up the Blue Jays, seeing if we can't pry away Lourdes Gurriel.
That's a tough
hitting up Baltimore, who seems to be in blowout mode, see if we can't get Trey Mancini to come and patrol right field, and then also talking to Seattle about Mitch Haniger, seeing if they might want to move him. And then alternately, looking into how much it might cost to bring back Yasiel Puig to play right field for a couple of years.
I love Puig so much.
All I want to say is I do not want to see Franmil Reyes in the outfield. He is a DH, and forever a DH he should stay. The idea of him lumbering around right field at the Jake is not a pretty one. And then in terms of relievers, I'd look at guys like Colin McHugh, Sergio Romo, Joe Smith, Jeremy Jeffress, Pat Neshek, and then a couple of ex-Cleveland guys, Dan Otero and Matt Albers, and see if we can't round out the bullpen by signing a couple of those guys. We've kind of hit pay dirt the last few years by picking up some of these guys off the scrap heap, you know, signing five or six of them and then having them compete for jobs in spring training. And then, of course, the big question that Brian is looking at me and wondering when I'm going to acknowledge, I do not want to trade Francisco Lindor at this point. We've got him under control for another couple of years. I would love to see how the team comes out of the gate in 2020, see what Minnesota does. Chicago is obviously in upgrade mode.
Yeah, pushing the chips in.
And so I'd like to see...
Don't forget Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Kansas City, right. But unless the Dodgers come to us and they give us a Godfather offer for Lindor that includes Gavin Lux, probably Keibert Ruiz, one of the two pitchers, either Dustin May or Tony Gonsolin, and then if we throw in Corey Kluber, send him the other way, and get an outfielder like Alex Verdugo back, I would be okay with that.
I don't think the Dodgers make that move, though.
I don't think the Dodgers make that move.
I think they love Verdugo. I don't think they love Lux as well.
Yeah.
I don't really think they care so much about anything else, but I think they love those guys a lot. So, I don't know. If I'm the Dodgers and you're offering me that, I'm probably replacing Gavin Lux with Corey Seager and Verdugo with Jock Peterson and seeing if you take that offer.
But I have no interest in either of those guys because they're in the last years of their deal. And I know that at the end of the 2020 season, they're moving on to greener pastures and I'm screwed. I'm right back in the same position that I am, trying to re-sign somebody or trying to keep somebody who is not going to play in Cleveland.
Right. What are your thoughts about maybe replacing or looking to grab a third baseman off the free agent pile and moving Ramirez back to
and see Ramirez has already said he doesn't care if he plays at third or at second. He's comfortable in both spots. He just wants to pick one lane and stick with it for an entire season.
Yeah.
The guy that I would have liked to have seen signed in Cincinnati. I thought that signing Mike Moustakas would have been a good Cleveland fit, but we're not going to shell out that sort of money, unfortunately. We'll go pick guys off the scrap heap, and I don't know if
Travis Shaw's an okay third baseman, though.
Travis Shaw, see, this is the thing. That's why I mentioned Travis Shaw. He was DFA'd by the Brewers. He can play second, and he can play third. So he could...
He's not a good second baseman.
No, he's not a good second baseman.
He's an okay third baseman,
though. And, I mean, offensively, he hasn't been good the last couple of years. He's also been battling injuries, but we're two seasons removed from, 30-plus home runs, 100-plus RBIs, yeah. 300 average. You know, he was very, very good for the Brewers a couple of years ago.
Don't mind those moves. Those are okay. You're not getting... I don't think you're going to get Gurriel from the Jays, but...
But, okay,
it's not a bad thought.
So from the Jays, though, I mean, I know that Gurriel is a very good young talent, but he's run out of positions.
He's a good left fielder. He's a plus defender in left field.
Okay. The Jays have a plethora of outfielders.
And none of them are good.
Well, no.
Teoscar Hernandez, bad. Randall Grichuk, bad.
So then, hypothetically,
I can't believe Brian's talking about his Blue Jays like
that. I know.
Hypothetically,
Derek Fisher, bad. Anthony Alford, bad. That's why I went out and got two or three outfielders in that wish list.
So then, you bring in two or three outfielders. Where does Gurriel play?
Left.
But you just tried to acquire Starling Marte.
Right. I put Marte in center.
You get rid of Teoscar the Grouch?
Yes, and Derek Fisher can go away as
can
well.
Can go back to playing point guard for the Lakers? Yeah. For the 2007 Lakers?
You know what I like about Brian's wish list there? His slogan for next year would be for the Blue Jays, we're not so bad this year.
That's correct.
I like that.
I don't want to be this bad again. Yeah. It wasn't it wasn't fun watching guys like Teoscar swing and miss at curveballs of the knees for the entirety of that season.
I would agree. Let me do mine real quick here, because that's a good fire sale there, the Royals. So back-to-back 100 losses, 2014-15, a little bit in the rear view, but they did win a World Series, so that does help. So that'll soothe things. They have a new manager and a new owner this year. So I would like to do the Padres way and just let's go into free agency a bit here, which they haven't done forever. Maybe the I believe they said the valuation of the Royals was $1 billion, which I'm not too sure how they got to that, but okay.
It's royalties on the song "Royals" by Lorde. That's how they.
I would think that. Well, you know what I like about this actually. So I'm going to go the opposite way. I would like to keep some of our guys. Salvador Perez actually would hopefully be our catcher this year, right? Whit Merrifield should not be traded, right? He's going to be out there. Everyone wants to get him for 2 cents on the dollar. Keep him and keep Jorge Soler, right, who won the home run title in the AL this year. And you want to build around it. And I would like to say let's make a splash here, right? Let's go and get someone, right? And so I would say right off the bat, I'm trying to think here on the big guys. I would say Yasiel Puig would be a nice one. Outfield is dreadful in the Royals. There, I looked at some of these names in the depth chart. I've never heard of some of these names in my life here, so I don't know who these players are. So we could get Yasiel Puig would be nice, be there. But a splash I'd like to do is get Josh Donaldson. Why not Donaldson? A good
because
third
what's your?
Baseman.
I mean, I get it. What's your plan though? Are the Royals going to win games?
Like, no, the Royals are going to not lose 100 games. They're going to actually keep their guys that are some of the guys who could be traded, and they're going to try and get out of the 100 losses. Right. The problem is the rebuild is going to be painful, but why not have a couple guys like the Padres were trying to do is go for it a little bit here. Why not try and bring in a couple guys, some named guys? They've got a new owner who's got some money. Dallas Keuchel is available. Why not bring him in and try and cobble to get something in that division there? That division is a bit wide open. We've got three teams. Michael will talk about the Twins. Jared just talked about Cleveland and Kansas City. Chicago, look, they're trying to build their team real quick here because they think they can do that, right? So that's where I would go with it. I'm not professing that they'd win anything this year, but they certainly don't want to lose 100 games this year.
So getting under 100 losses would be kind of top of the wish list.
The bar is very low.
And having a couple of players that are worth cheering for.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
Well, I mean, I look at it as like when you're approaching the ballpark and there's those banners.
It's a beautiful ballpark.
Hanging.
Let me just tell you there. That's a great place to watch a ball game, no matter how bad that team is.
The banners hanging on the light stands usually have pictures of the top players, and you want to have like at least a couple people that you're like, oh, I know who that is.
Nice.
You don't want George Brett and Brett Saberhagen and Frank White on those banners.
But they have 2015, right? And so they do have.
Yes.
They've now got rid of 1985, right? And that's what winning that title a couple of years ago was good for that franchise,
you,
right? So they
you have a World Series
there you go,
far more recently than any of our teams. So we will grant you that. So I already mentioned that I would love to get Hyunjin Ryu on my wish list because the starting pitching is the perennial problem.
This is for the
Twins.
Right? Boy, that would be amazing.
Well, you just re-signed Michael Pineda yesterday, though.
Yes, Berríos and Odorizzi are returning.
And Odorizzi, there you go.
They did re-sign Michael Pineda to a 2-year deal, but he, of course, has 39 games left to serve on his 80-game suspension from last year. They did at least sign him cheaply. I will grant them that. It was only $10 million, basically what they had locked in for the previous deal with Pineda. But Ryu, I would love. Keuchel, I did mention last, this past season, in season, as someone I would love for them to have signed. But my other approach to this, not just the Ryu thing, is a possible trade, and it's also with the Pirates.
Everybody's talking to the
Pirates.
Everyone's
talking to the Pirates because the Pirates are in a full-on let's-get-rid-of-everyone mode. And the Twins do have a really nice group of prospects that they can dish out. They've got, you know, right-hander Jordan Belazovich, outfielder Trevor Larnach, who could definitely be trade chips, middle infielder Nick Gordon, and left-hander Lewis Thorpe, possible for people looking for young, controllable talent. And what I would do, and I think you could get him for relatively cheap based on his stats last year, is trade for Chris Archer.
That's clever.
He had a tough... I mean, his FIP was wasn't that great, but his strikeout to walk and his strikeouts per inning were both really great. He pitched 119 innings and he had 143 strikeouts. So there is still the stuff there. This is the guy who, you know, was in the Rays and had an all-star level pitching performance for the Rays. And so I really think there is potential there, and especially in the ballpark like Target Field, that his stuff can work. And what I would also do, because I think I can get him on for cheap, is Ray Searidge lost his job this year. And I'd like a new pitching coach. And I've seen Ray Searidge turn around former Twins like Francisco Liriano. I'd bring him and let him work on Chris Archer. I'd bring Ray Searidge in.
Did he never work with him while he was at the Padres? Or sorry, not the Padres.
He worked with him for a bit on the Pirates, but this was in his kind of he was like he got about half a season with him.
Huh.
So, and
the Twins aren't.
I mean, Wes Johnson did fine for the Twins last year as their pitching coach, but this is pretty much his first job. Whereas Ray Searidge has shown he can do this with a few different clubs, and
I like
has
that plan.
Reformed. Some careers, and I think if you get a guy whose stock is devalued for cheaper, then, you know, it's going to cost us fewer prospects, although I think the Twins really have several. There's going to be actually a glut coming up. But that is very high on my list. The other thing that's very high on my list, I mean, of course, is getting past the Yankees in a playoff.
Good luck on that one.
I know. But in the same vein, I want them to get rid of the cream pinstripes.
Oh, Mike.
I swear to God. No. I mean,
haven't they announced they're bringing back the baby blues?
Yeah, they're bringing back the baby blue with the navy blue sleeve, which is fantastic. I'm all in favor of that. But the cream pinstripe, to me, is a Yankee look. And it's forever going to be associated with the Yankees, right?
But the last time the Twins won the World Series, weren't they rocking like the white with the navy blue pinstripe?
So the gray with that burgundy pinstripe.
Oh.
The, like, Puckett, Herbeck, Gaetti era.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a pinstripe, have it be the gray one, mm-hmm. because the cream is the Yankee corner, and I don't want to be on the Yankee corner.
Huh. No, that's fair enough.
Okay.
And I'm all for that baby blue with the navy.
I mean, again, I don't know if jerseys are going to get him a, you know, playoff series.
I know, but psychologically, wearing the outfit of the competitor.
I don't want to touch Mad Bum.
Why not? Like, for the Twins, that would be perfect.
No,
for them.
Why? Explain.
Because there's a guy who... Because they're not going to get Garrett Cole, right?
Fine,
they tried Wheeler.
Mad Bum hasn't been good in 3 years, and the only reason he's been even
scenery.
Moderately okay is because that ballpark has been helping him out extraordinarily in San Francisco. I'm not saying that because Target's not a pitcher's park, but it's not a hitter's park. It's kind of in the middle.
It's in the middle.
They changed the
And there's a lot of big bats in the AL. He's going to get rung up. Baumgartner's got to stay in the NL and he's got to stay at a pitcher's park if he's going to be anywhere close to being worth a contract. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to touch him with a 10-foot.
I got to be honest. I feel like the Twins need to make a splash, and it'd be at the trade or something that Michael was saying. But they need a real starting pitcher, right? Like a real. That's what they're missing. Right?
They definitely need starting pitching. I think Ryu is the better.
I think Ryu's the better.
Ryu might be. Hey, if they got him, that would be fantastic. I'm just saying, if they don't get him, they don't get Archer.
I would rather
Ryu. What do you got left?
I would rather have Ryu. I would rather have Keuchel. I think I'd rather have Tanner Roark than Madison Bumgarner.
Bumgarner might be left with him. That's what I'm saying. The Twins might be left with that.
And he'd like playing in Minnesota.
Oh yeah,
because lots of hunting, lots of fishing, outdoorsy.
But how does it help me on the field?
Well, you know,
well, a happy
Bumgarner is maybe a more effective Bumgarner. He wants to go back to San Francisco anyways, and they just don't want to offer him a contract.
No, they don't want him back.
Interesting thing that I saw proposed this week was the Mets and the Twins hooking up on a deal that would send Syndergaard to Minnesota for a package that included Byron Buxton.
That's interesting.
Would you do that?
I think I might.
Yeah, I think I would.
I love Buxton. I have a long time attachment to him and his
But
his
I think
the Mets
just got their center fielder in Marisnik, right?
Well, Marisnik's not a full-time player, though.
Yeah. Well, you never
Nor is Buxton
Mets.
These days.
Yeah,
we got to wrap it up there. I know that the Christmas wish lists are our cup overflows. Thank you for tuning in. Stick around for Democracy Now, and happy holidays to one and all.